So, first we'll start with the words of the Heilige Kedushas Levi, and we'll go on from there. So, in Hadiya Parsha, it says, in Perek Vav Pasiv Gimel, Parshas Va'era, Perek Vav Pasiv Gimel, Shteit, Vayadaber, Adonai Moshe V'Aaron, Vayitzaveim El Bnei Yisrael, V'El Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Loitzias Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Vajna speaks to Moshe V'Aaron, and he commands them towards Bnei Yisrael and towards Paro Melech Mitzrayim. What does that mean? To command them towards Bnei Yisrael and towards Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Zog the Heilige Kedushas Levi. There's two types of tzaddikim who give teichocha to Klal Yisrael. Two types of teichocha. He says there's a tzaddik that he's a very good speaker. He's meshachnea people. He's a very good orator. First of all, he speaks well. He has a nice voice. He knows how to present himself. He knows how to organize his thoughts, and he has very beautiful thoughts. And everything he says, he supports with good arguments. They're very logical. And he has nice mashalim. And he has nice illustrations. He's a very, a shena speaker. People love hearing him. He's gewaltig. He's a ganze magid. He's a balashim. That tzaddik is not the highest madrei we're looking for. Because it's somewhat contrived. The power is not really coming from the right place. His influence is coming again from something which even Goyim can appreciate. An eloquent speaker with a very interesting message and a rational proof to what he's saying. That's very nice, but that's not the ultimate. The ultimate tzaddik is a tzaddik who gives teichocha b'darkei Hashem, and because of the power of the kedusha of his personality and his kedusha, the words themselves just drive into the Jewish heads and the Jewish hearts of a listener and makes a reishim. He's not a good speaker. It's malev, it's even the shmasai, deeper than that, higher than that. Is a tzaddik where it is not his eloquence, and it's not his verbosity, and it's not his erudition, it's not his scholarship. What makes mashpia on people is the words themselves of the Divrei Elokim Chayim. He is conveying the words of the Rabbi Shlomo, and they mamash just burst into people's heads, and people's hearts make a reishim. That is the pshat says, Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, v'aparam el v'tzrayim, that Moshe V'aaron, and he implies, it seems to me, that's not the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka was a kvad peh. Moshe was a kvad peh, we should be clear that the reishim is not coming from his eloquence and his speech abilities, or even the message was not such a beautiful message, and he had such nice vertlach and metaphors. But the Yitzhavim of the Yisrael, Moshe, I will speak through you, and my words will just knock into their heads, and it's not going to be because of any logical, rational reason why you're such a charming geshmaka speaker. That's Vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael. And he says weiter that the reason why the Rebbe Shlomo Yitzavim el b'nei Yisrael is because Hashem really wants to give. The Rebbe Shlomo has tainug when Klal Yisrael listens to him. Hashem has pleasure. This is a subject we're discussing tonight. Pleasure. Hashem has pleasure when Yidden listen, and therefore are worthy of reward. Now he says, you know, it says the Kedush Levi, you have to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom b'chol eisa, b'chol rega, b'yira, u'be'ema. You have to serve all the time with fear of the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the person has to make a commitment. Zok the Heilige Derem Barm Dikir, he was the Sanigurin Shal Yisrael, he's called the defender of Klal Yisrael. The Yishnevi want Mitzayra Yid, she always want to be Malamed Shchusan Yidin, and that comes from Yerushamayim. And the person has Yerushamayim, they realize that my life is to give I have Yir Shemayim, so for everything I do, I'm doing it with Hashem in mind. And Hashem has no greater pleasure than when I say good things about other Yidden. I judge them the Chavschus, and I'm not Mitzari Yid. Nothing gives Hashem more pain than when one Yid gives pain to another Yid, and when another Yid condemns another Yid. Hashem wants us to heal other Yidden, not to judge other Yidden. Hashem wants us to heal and not to judge and not to hurt. Healing, not hurting. healing and not hurting. That's what Hashem wants. So he says, Yira, it starts with Yir Shemayim, that Hashem is Dikr. Yira is Moshe Rabbeinu. Reish is Chochma, Yira is Hashem. And from Yira comes Tainug. When you give pleasure to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we have pleasure ourselves. The mistake we make is that people do everything the opposite. I want everyone's pleasure, the pleasure principle. So how do you get pleasure? By looking for pleasure myself. Who cares about Hashem? No. Mistake. Really, if you want to have a good life, you want to have a Geshmak 11, have Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim is that put Hashem first. Reish is Chochma, Yir is Hashem. The beginning of everything is the Yir Shemayim, because the beginning of everything is Hashem. Hashem is number one. I'm number two, a distant second. And then I give Hashem Tainuk, and from that Tainuk will come me. I'll have Tainuk. He says, Moshe is Yir and Aaron is Tainuk. Listen to this. This is Spitz. Aaron is the Isis Aleph Nohor, or Nohor Aleph. Because Tainuk, he says Aleph Nohor, because it says a Nohor Yaitzime Eden. Nohor Yaitzime Eden, Eden is Einig. And it says a river came out of Eden. And it's divided into four parts. So, Aaron represents Tainuk. A Nohor, a river, the Yosef rivers that flow, it's Geshmaka River. A Geshmaka River flows. A Nohor Yaitzime Eden is Tainuk. And Tainuk is Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu is Yira. Aaron is Tainuk. And from Yira comes Tainuk. And that's Aaron is Aleph Nohor. Or Nohor Aleph. It starts with a Nohor, it's a flow. And when you give Tainuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam, we get Tainuk ourselves. That's the biggest mistake. People who run up the Tanugim for themselves and they're going to the Pesach program, which has six meals a day, and tennis, and separate swimming, of course, but it's the perfect Pesach program, six meals a day. And Mahalton, Ain't Frest, and Ain't Essen, and game rooms, and singers, and cantors, and special singers, and special Cholmoed trips, and this and that. The whole Gantz Leben is Vos Geschmack. We can make the jumptive of your life. And Pesach, the Yisrael is Vos Mer Frest, and Essen, give yourself time, you're not going to have time, guaranteed. Especially when it comes to paying. But you want to give time, you have Yir Shemayim. I want to give their bunch of time. If you give their bunch of time, you'll get time. And he says, from the I heard my Mori Arav, that the Doiber Mim is rich. Ben Chochem Yismachov. State in Mishle, Ben Chochem Yismachov. A smart son wants to make his father happy. And you make the Tata happy, you'll make yourself happy. A person should not be able to Hashem for his own personal time. Right? And when we say Chaneinu, Hashiveinu, Rifeinu, all the brachas, my kavan is Hashem make me healthy, so you should have time for my avoida. Hashem make me smart, so you should have pleasure of my avoida. Hashem forgive me, so you should not have to punish me, so you should have time for my avoida. Because a bari yesh like tainig mi toivis a bracha shalano. The Rebbe Yishtan is oinek when he gives us oinek. To make Hashem happy. And then he'll make you happy. But my kavan is I want to make Hashem happy. And then Hashem will make me happy, because nothing makes Hashem happy, doesn't make me happy. Abadalam is punk kaper. Everyone's at all just the opposite. Everyone's looking at the danugim. Not so interested in making Hashem happy. And then we're not happy. You can't be happy. You cannot make yourself happy. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam can make you happy. And how does Hashem make you happy? We make him happy. As I looked on the Heilige Kedushas Levi in Heintige Parsha. One. Two is the Heilige Morinayim. Look, the Heilige Morinayim, we have a little Shiraim left over in Parsha Shmois. The long Parsha Shmois. It doesn't have that much on the Eira. But there's a fit-in. And then from the Morinayim, we'll proceed to your namesake, the Toldos Yankov Yosef. So you're the star tonight. Zot, the Heilige Morinayim, Moireinu Rabbeinu, unless he's Parsha. Ah. Give me a more Saita, please. It says the Morinayim, in last week's Parsha. We know that Bas Paro, when she found Moshe Rabbeinu, so she wanted to give him to nurse by a shiksa. And it did not work. Moshe Rabbeinu would not drink from a shiksa. And the Gevaltig Gazach, and Miriam says, I got a nice Jewish lady who can do it for you. And she got her own mother, Yocheved, Moshe's own mother, Jewish mother, who nurses her own son and gets paid for it. Gevaltig Gazach. It worked out beautiful. So the Gemara says here in Sait Daf Yud Beis and Beis, Terziru L'Moshe Al Kol HaMitzvahs Kulon. They didn't try one shiksa or five shiksas. They went to Gantz Eretz Mitzrayim. Al Kol HaMitzvahs Kulon. Allah. From Aleph till Tav. They tried the whole country. Nishgav, there was who knows how many hundreds of thousands of nursing women there were, Bonish Galfim. Until finally, why not? Omar Pesha Asa Dodabra Mashkina, Yinek Dabra Tame, my mouth, which will speak to the Rebbeinu Shlom in the future, I should suck from a Dabra Tame. I'm the Siv, as I state in passing, Yeshaya Chavches, as me Yaredeya. Right, as me Yavin Shmua, Yavin Tuna, the whole thing. Me, let me Yaredey, let me Yavin Shmua, Legmuli Mechola, Velatiki Mishadayim. Who's going to teach Das to Klai Yisrael? Who'll explain the words of Hashem to those who are gemulei mecholav, latik mishan, those who did not drink the milk and who stayed away from the shiksa nursing system? That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was left what he was, because he wouldn't drink the cholav nachri, he wouldn't drink the shiksa from the milk, only from his own mother. That's why his yaredeya, and that's why his yavin shmua, because he was atikim mishadayim and gemulei cholav, he was away from their milk. Gomel needs to be taken away. There's a deeper pshat in Linak Nachrius. He says the pshat is a meridik pshat. He says, a yid has to learn Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma is again only to know the Rabbi Shalom and give pleasure to the Rabbi Shalom. Hashem has such pleasure when Jesus is sitting here right now, learning Torah to Hashem, learning Yiras Shemayim together here tonight, late at night. We should be asleep, maybe. Instead, we're sitting here and learning about the Rabbeinu Shlom, about the Yiras Shemayim. Hashem has a lot of pleasure. And our kavana, what's our kavana? Why are we here at 10:30 at night so late? Why are we here anyway? Are we here because we're coming to the shir? Maybe it'll be a school that tomorrow will make some money on the stock market? Because I'll have sanachas for my kids, maybe? And it says, why am I here anyway? I'm here for one reason. We're here for, we should be here for one reason, to give the Rabbeinu Shlom nachas ruach. You know, no one likes to be neglected. You know, if I mention your name, I look at you, you feel good, right? Imagine I wouldn't talk to you. Imagine every time you came over and gave a handshake, I'd turn my head away. I'd be very upset. You'd be out of here. Everyone wants to be recognized, appreciated, cared about. Well, you know what? Guess what? The Rabbi Shalom wants that too. How do you like that? The Rabbi Shalom doesn't want to be neglected. The Rabbi Shalom, I don't want to be neglected. So in Mela, when we talk about Torah Hashem, and we want to know about the Rabbi Shalom, he's very happy. So the good reason why I should be learning Torah is to make Hashem happy. I want to know about Hashem because that itself makes Hashem happy. I do a mitzvah because Hashem wants me. It's put on tefillin. Not doing it to get reward. And I have no kavanah just to serve the Rabbeinu Shlom and make the Rabbeinu Shlom happy. But Chazal say, "Al mevakish pras." A person is looking for reward. He's not serving Hashem. Who oyvei des atzmai? You're serving yourself. If a person wants a reward, you're not serving the Rabbeinu Shlom. You're serving yourself. Al tiri kavadim hamasham shalom asa kavah pras. If you do, you serve Hashem for reward, you're not even serving Hashem, period. It's not even called, it's not like you're serving for reward. Das heis nish geserv. Das heis nish gedin. That's in ganzen for yourself. My tavon is mispalin, even though other shem mispalin, I'll tell you al peinu, even though it sounds like the words of davening, I'm davening for my advantage. No! My real tavon is yizgadal, yizgadal, shemoy, akkad, godl, akkad, baruch. Because, when we daven, we should realize that the reason why my pockets are empty, my pockets aren't empty of money, my pockets are empty of the Rabbeinu Shlom. That's what's missing in my pocket. My pockets are missing money. If my pocket be full of the Rabbeinu Shlom, it would be full of money, because the Rabbeinu Shlom is makar, bracha. So I'm davening that there should be more Rabbanish in the world. I say, Refeinu Hashem, there should be more refuahs in the world. Hashem, bring refuahs, bring yeshuas, bring slichas, bring das, bring chachma. In other words, I want more Hashem. That makes Hashem happy. Because Hashem doesn't want to be locked out of the world. It gets lonely. Hashem wants to be part of the chevra. Hashem wants to be in our pockets. Hashem wants to be in our heads. He wants to be in our hearts. He wants to be in our tummies. He wants to be every place. Hashem wants to be less asar ponimine. He's really all over the place, but we don't know him. To the extent that we don't recognize it, he's not there. So as far as we're concerned, it looks like Hashem is not there, although Hashem is everything. But that's one of the things we have to always balance in our brain. Of course Hashem is everywhere, but then again, he's nowhere. He's only where we let him in, as far as we're concerned. As far as we, human minds, are concerned, Hashem is only where he is let in and welcome.
So by davening, we are welcoming Hashem into our lives, because the rest of the day we forgot about Hashem. We were busy running our own lives and not thinking about the Ribbono Shel. So when we daven, we say, Ribbono Shel, come back, please. Be mamalik al alman. Hashem, fill up the ganze welt. Hashem, fill up my pocket. We have a big place in my pocket. And you know what? Hashem comes to your pocket, the money follows. Because once Hashem comes, it's a shefa bracha, everything you need. So that's the answer to all financial problems. So don't call up Wall Street. Don't call a day trader. Don't call a financial advisor. I get calls every week from the Bank of New York. Rabbi Foyer, why don't you invest your money in some, we have some very good deals over here, and we have good CDs and good financial instruments. And why do you keep your money like, you know, in the savings accounts? You gotta invest your money better. You gotta make your money work harder for you. You know, I got no time, please. Leave me alone. I have other financial strategies. My strategy is, I just daven that my pockets should be full of God, and when my pockets are full of God, they're full of money as well. But the Bank of New York versteht das nicht. Oh, but I love to versteht das yours. I'm giving you my free financial advice, Gedalia. You just got it. Don't waste your time. You're inside, playing around with CDs and flipping and dripping and the dog and the these Zachen. Just, then the Rabbi Nishtalam, asking the Malik Al-Alman, it'll be fine. But don't be if you're diving for your own sake, you don't want to fill the Rabbi Nishtalam, you're diving to fill your pockets with money, then you have nothing. If you want to fill your pockets with the Rabbi Nishtalam, you'll have money too. But if you want to fill your pockets with money, you're diving for yourself, this is Gunish Tobin, because money doesn't come to your pockets. So he says, listen to this pshat, the Heilige Gemara Nayim. We dive, we say, Goymel Chasodim Toivim Vekoneako. Right? Remember that? Sounds familiar in davening. He just missed all financials of a report over here. Fake Samir. You need his financials. It's on the tape. Vekitzer. We daven Goymel Chasodim Toivim Vekoneako. Goymel Chasodim Toivim Vekoneako. Means Goymel Hashem gives good kindnesses. Goymel Hashem offers, gives, shanks, he gives. He grants. Goymel is grant. But Goymel, see, like many words in Lashon Kodesh, the same word has opposite meanings. Right? Like chabura. We spoke about that thing last week. Chabura can mean a wound, to cut, away, cut. Chabura means a chever, together. Mean the same word? So Goymel also, Goymel can mean to grant and give, and Goymel calls you take away. Grata, when the puzzle says, Gemulei Mecholav, by Yigamel Yitzchak, means the day he was weaned away from his mother's breast, take away. Zok the Heilig Morinayim, we say, Goymel Chasadim Tovim, B'Kanei HaKol, the first Baruch Shemuel Esri, Shad and Zinnan, Goymel Chasadim Tovim. When you take away Chasadim Tovim from yourself, you're not looking for Chasadim Tovim for yourself, you are not, you detach. Goymel can mean to be detached and disengaged. Very popular word today, disengagement. So Goymel means that when you disengage yourself from Chasadim Tovim, then you're Kanei HaKol. Then you get everything. If I daven to get chasad and taiv, if I daven to get grants, chaver gonished. If I daven to be disengaged in chasad and taiv, I'm not davening for my own personal chasadim, then I'm davening for who? For the Rabbi Shalom. Rabbi Shalom, come into my pocket, come into my heart, come into my head, come into my house. Oh, then kaini hakel, then hasal. But if you daven for everything, you get nothing. If you daven for nothing but the Rabbi Shalom, you get everything.
What about the wicked?
I don't know from wicked people. Cannot tzaddikim. Face is from wicked. This is what you're supposed to have in Zinnan. When you're daven, Goymel Chasadim Toivim, Oz Koini Hakol, Koini Kol Madregas. If you Koini Kol Madregas, you have everything. And the Iker is, everybody should want to get to Sharish Neshama. When you get to Sharish Neshama, Host Alas. He says, this is the Pshat. The person should be learned Torah like a baby is nursing from his mother's milk. And if you do learn Torah, only for the Shem Shemayim to give Nachas Rizr Rabbi Shalom, it's like you're yonik from your mother. You're getting kosher Jewish milk from the egg and the mama. But if you're nursing, but if you're taking, you want to get from other sources, I want to get to myself. When I learn, I do avodah, I do mitzvahs, it's for my own personal pleasure. Then it's like a yonik from the nachrius. Then it's like I'm going to, that's alien. Then alienating the Rabbi Shalom, I'm alienating myself from my shayrish, and I get nothing. So with the pshat, when Moshe Rabbeinu zukta hayl the Gemara Nayim, when the Gemara says in the side of your base and the base, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't want to take from the nachrius. I mean to say, I want to learn Torah Lishma. There's a deeper kavan over here. That Moshe Rabbeinu's refusal to drink from any shiks of Mitzrayim, yomim nachrius of the Heilig Gemara Nayim is a metaphor. It's a lashon that I don't want to learn and serve the bunch of any alien thought other than the bunch of my lane. And that, so Moshe Rabbeinu was pure and halik and lishma, right from the beginning in his avodas Hashem. The only way anochi is a sprach. It's a terminology for a person who's learning for the wrong reasons. Derech agav. There's a lot of beautiful things here, but derech agav, he goes into another little shtickle here that. Okay, I don't want to go into it. Zach tifer zachen. I'll leave it at that. That's the Moranayim in Shemois, and the Hilchos Moranayim parsha. The Heidige parsha is weiter that goes in Tanugim again. That Taina Kola Tanugim is to be one with the Rabban Shlom. The biggest mistake in Mitzrayim, there was Golas Adas, which is a recurring theme in the Moranayim. That in Mitzrayim, the Das was in Golas, means that the Das was not directed, our brains were not directed in the right direction. Our intellect was being misled to the mitzvah shehasaga, that the biggest glick in life is to have the opportunity to the pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness, as I state in the Heilige Declaration of Independence. That, as I state, that what? That we have the freedom to the pursuit of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And that's Mitzrayim. That, again, I should pursue my happiness, my tanugim. That's called Gol Sadat. That's the hepech of the reality. Tainak Tal Tanugim is not to pursue tanugim and only pursue the Rabban Shalom. Nirdav is Hashem. And then a person, once we have the geshmak of being with the Rabban Shalom, you will have no time of anything else. As of course, you have to work at such a madrigal. It doesn't happen overnight. But it's worthwhile. If we learn more than I am enough, it might just bang into our heads. It might just get there. I mean, I say it's a couple of years now, man. I'm starting to believe this. I believe it at least. College, by the by. But I'm a drop closer. Tonight, I can tell you, I feel a little drop closer. Chzudis, I can tell you for the first time, I believe it a little bit stronger. If you are zoiche to the tainug of being redif as Hashem, you slowly start disengaging from the redifus tanug yelam hazeh, which is what's our mind day and night, which is what's destroying us here in Golis, destroying us, and this is your sight. So, the kids, the Moranayim is Marach on this in Paris Veir, this same sight. Any from the Tainik is called Yonik Ben Anachius. And this brings us to the finale, Rabbi Isai. There's one last thing we're going to learn tonight. There's a new sefer we haven't learned in a while, and that is the Heilige Toilus Yankif Yosef. It tells you how the parishes, again, I don't know why, last night I said, you know what, let's open the Talmud. I seldom open the Talmud, and suddenly, I'm opening the Talmud Yankov Yosef, which is a hard sefer. And the Talmud Yankov Yosef, very geschmack. Yankov Yosef, mi ponoya, Talmud Muvik of the Baal Shem Tov. And he was a shtark in a snagid, when he was a big lamdan, a great cup, a great lamdan. Major anti-Baal Shem Tov. And then, the Kama Uvdus, he met the Baal Shem, and he saw the Ruch HaKadosh in Baal Shem, and came as Talmud Muvik, and the Heilige told us, he mentions Mori Rebbe of Baal Shem Tov about 500 times. So he's the Makori, and he's the first Chassidish Sefer ever printed, was the Heilige told us Yankov. This is number one Sefer. But when the Baal Shem Tov died, he did not become the Rosh HaChavraya, the head became the Zvichah Magid for various reasons. And from him there's no Chassidus, I don't think there's no Chassidus directly from Polnoya. If there is, it's not well known. But so from Mizrich came out really Rizhin. In Mizrich you have the son of Ram the Malach and the Shalom Shachna, and then came the Heilige Rizhin there. So that's what's from the Mizrich, so to speak, directly. Anyway, but this is the first Chassidus they've ever printed. And we did not get this kever on this trip to Ukraine. It's right there in the heart of the Ukraine. Maybe next time, Bezos Hashem. So in Heidegger Parash Veir, he says a lot of very important things. And let me tell you, there's one thing he says, which is Yisoyde Yisoydes, which is not directly what we're talking about, but he says, this is exciting to know, this is very basic. Zotev Shemati B'Shem Moiri. This is the only heard, B'Shem Moiri. Mashenemele Mishamayim. Tam Ichur Bias Mashiach. The reason why the Arich of the Golos is Yidna not Marich Bahava Rabba. If Yidna say Ahava Rabba, before Krishma, properly, what are you saying Ahava Rabba? That my biggest cheshek is for the Baruch Shalom. I love Hashem. Hashem should teach me Torah. saying Liben Lahavan Lahas Lishmoya Limur Lam and Lishma Laz Lakayan. Vor ne besar sech of David bin sech of yach leven lavi shmecha vor ne vay shlom vet ki shem kotcho vetok right vor ne vay shlom vet right so khen kem is that saying them ki ob yeshu zata vor ne khart ge lam loshon he saying so khen kem is that saying them have a rabbi is that we want the tire and the tire has been there to show right the keraton lishimcha gadol sela beemes lahaydais lechol yachet chaviyava keraton lishimcha gadol I'm going to come back there to show because I want to learn Torah to get closer to your shame and Godel. This is Duch Lima, that Torah, that's coming back there to Israel. Baruch Hashem, Aboi Chabam Yisrael Baba. Zop, the Yag of Yosef, that the Baal Shem was as Galah, the Chalim, the Richas HaGolus, is because Yidden don't ask for the end of the goals properly. And the place, the Davin, for the end of the goals is Nahav HaRavah. Because you're asking for Keraton, L'Shem HaGodel, B'Emes, bring us back. Bring us back to the Torah, bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, bring us back to Yishem. If he has a Zin, a Zazach, with the Mashiach Shem Langevan. Does it? Might be a Parshah. That's a boost. This is like one of the classic flags in the Veira. Yeah. So, he says other things about that, but their shtickle is very wichtig. It's from the big outstanding statements in the Heilige Toldos. But, the point I want to bring out to you today, tonight, is another shtickle, which is Meir Dicke shtickle. Something I've been thinking about for a long, long time, and there's no reason why I should have opened up the Toldos last night, 12:30 at night. I couldn't fall asleep anyway, so I figured, no worries, I'm going to close. I can explain to you why I opened it up. I have hundreds of swarm in the, well, there's 100 or so in the Hasidic area. I just said, and I told this time. No, actually, at the MS, I'll tell you the truth. The MS, I opened it up because Ataka wanted to see this was a shtickle. What do you look for at the Paras Veira? The Toldos, the Paras Veira, they're shtickle. And then when I opened it up, I kicked the founder of the Zachel. So he says like this, and they should get up and I should be able to give this over to you properly. Big Yisrael. He says, if he's actually give it over properly. He says, it's basic in Jewish thought, long before Hasidus, that there's two components in the world. Chomer v'tzurah. That was the word. The Rambam even uses the terminology in the Mor Nevuchim. I mean, it's a basic maral. The maral is chomer v'tzurah. Chomer means there's matter, and tzurah is form. Matter is considered gashmius. Form, tzurah, shape, is considered ruchnius. I'll not belabor that point so much, but that's, these are like basic concepts. Zok there has to be a balance. The whole yisayid, this is very important, the whole yisayid of Avodas Hashem is to strike a balance in Chomer Surah. In other words, it is not appropriate to say, I'm going to, obviously not appropriate, a person who neglects Surah, neglects Rishnius. And Surah really implies something that's forever. Surah is forever. Shape, again, I'm not elaborating fully on tonight, give you the full explanation of Surah, but Surah means a shape, which is idea. A Surah is a shape. A shape is the result of an idea. I look at a piece of clay, I'm a sculptor, the Chomer is the clay, and in my mind I have an idea, I have a picture, how it's going to be shaped in something new, and the picture is something that's very, it's not physical, and it's really very spiritual, and it's really forever. The picture is forever, the shape is forever, and the chomer can fall apart, but the shape is forever, so to speak. Now, life on this world, the chalapav is for sure has that both. To say that I'll be totally into chomer, then I'm a chamor, then I'm like a donkey. I'm gone to the chomer, forget the tzura, think it was fresh, ass, and just have a good time, and go and pay for programs with six meals a day. Six meals a day? Where do you have time for six meals a day? So that's chomer. That's no good. On the other hand, to say, I'll just be tzura, I'm just gonna tzura, 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 and I just think about ruchnias, and the body is nothing, it's also no good. Because, as the Moran I have said many times, Hashem has more hanoah from the avodah, our avodah, where our neshamas, where our tzura controls our body, then Hashem has pleasure from a malach who's all tzura. A malach is all shape and thought. And he has no physical body. Hashem loves our eating of scrambled eggs with chili peppers much more than the malach who eats ziv hashchina. because no bekunti ziv hashchina. But it's hard to eat scrambled eggs, Jem Shemayim, and every bite say, taking out mitzaytza kaidish, there's like a shmak. I should have koyach to serve the bunch, but I'm eating the scrambled eggs, Hashem Yichud, I should have koyach to mamash, I have to learn good today, mamash, I should have calories and metabolism and burn the calories, so my brain should work better, my koyach should work better, I should run quicker to do bika chaylam, run quicker to do atzala call, I should have koyach in the scrambled eggs to serve the bunch, I'm better, koyach in the bread. So Hashem has such pleasure, ooh, look at this. He could have eaten the scrambled eggs and the bread like a fresher, a goy, a shaget, he could have trefa, fashtunk in the restaurant, and this Hayla Gita sitting eating scrambled eggs. The Zelba egg, the Zelba oil, the Zelba bread that the guy is eating and stuffing his face, and this Yid is eating the Shem Shemayim with Kedusha Vatar and Nezen Zin, and I want to have Koyach to Zin there. Baruch Hu, oi, it says Oizis. So to take the Tzura and have a Machshava that I'm aiming my Chaymer, I'm aiming the scrambled eggs, the Shem Shemayim, it gives Hashem Azat, Tain Nikiz Maritik. So to live without scrambled eggs is no good, you have to just, you can't think about scrambled eggs, you have to eat the scrambled eggs. And to live with only scrambled eggs without thinking about their bunch is good. So chaimer without tzura is a disaster, and tzura without chaimer is also a disaster. You have to have both. But the question is to strike the perfect balance. This is the thrust of the words of the Hedegik. He told us a yid has to have balance. How do you know how much chaimer and tzura? How many slices? How much bread do you have? How much? How delicious? With butter? Without butter? So shine. This does it push it. So to get to strike the balance is not so possible. Should you put sugar in your coffee? Maybe not sugar in the coffee. Maybe on the sticker. Maybe drink it burning hot. Like the Hedegi Yid never got pleasure from anything. It's not so simple. Every person has to strike their own balance. So he says you should know that the relationship between the Chaimer and Tzura, you should know that the Tzura is called the Zohar, the Mashpia, and the chaimer is called the mushpa, like the nekeva. Just like in the man and woman relationship, the man gives and the woman receives. The man gives zera, the woman receives the zera. She's the receptacle, she's the kli. Ki boyalayach esayach, enisha kareses bris, elamisha asel kli. A woman makes a covenant of love and loyalty to the man and makes her into a receptacle. And the man is the giver and she's the receiver. He's the transmitter, she's the receiver. So too, the neshama is supposed to transmit ideas to us and guidance and vision and direction, and the body just follows instructions. That's great. That's how it should be. Chaimer Tzura is a perfect shidduch. When the Tzura is the man, the Tzura is the balabas, the Tzura is the neshama is the controller, and the transmitter, and the idea maker, and the neshama, and the body just listens and says, okay, whatever you say, I'll take any shape you want me to take. Then, there's oinek lechaimer v'tzura. Then everybody's happy. That's oinek. Oinek Shabbos. Oinek means, when you finally get the balance straight. I have to turn this the key. There's a little, there's some key here. Up, yeah, higher. So, that is the balance. So he says, that's the pshat in the Gemara. Because the Shabbos, it says, the nachla b'mitzarim means that Mitzrayim is a place, Meitzar means limits. Meitzar literally means separations and borders. The worst thing is a person says, Chaimer is one thing, Tzura is something else. When I'm in Shul, I'm in the Shama mode. When I'm at home, I'm in Chaimer mode. When I'm in business, is business, and Moses is Moses. When I'm in Moses mode, I'm holy. So that, we know the Gemara says that's what Goyim are like. Goyim, when they're in church, holy. Holy rollers. When they're home, they're Chayas Ros. That's Chaimer. No, that's what Mitzrayim's all about. There was a religion in Mitzrayim, but religion's for the temple. Out of the temple, Chayer, Chaimer, all the way. Right? There were the horses and donkeys. When I'm at home, it's flesh. When I'm in the temple, it's flesh. In the home, it's the flesh. And never the twain shall meet. The tzeib is under the velvet. That's Mitzrayim. That's Mitzorim. We do not compartmentalize our life. The home, the Yiddish Shtiv, is as heilig as ever the shield. The house is just as holy as their home. It's as holy as the base measures. Maybe even holier. Because you only scrambled eggs in shul. In shul, you're putting a lot of emphasis on the surah. Shul is very holy. Kaviyaj says, come to shul, so to kiss the walls. You have to kiss the walls of a shul. Kiss the walls. But the home, that's really, that's where you have the real balance. You're eating and you're benching. You're eating, you're making a bracha. You're doing the physical things, l'shem shemayim. That's where you have the real oinik. So therefore Yaakov is called Ish Tam Yoishev Oyholim. Yaakov was in both tents at the same time. He was in the oil, his private tent, and the oil of Shem Ve'Avir at the same time. He's Yoishev Oholim. Yaakov put the oil of Chaimer and Surah together. For him there was no Bitzorim, there was no separation. He was a no limits person. And that's, he says, this is the Pshat Nezemer. Nachlas Yaakov Yerosh Beli Mitzorim Nachla V'yichabdu Ashir V'rosh V'sizku Ligula. Zog the Heilige Yaakov Yosef, the Pshat Nezoy. Zog the Heilige Yaakov Yosef, that Yaakov's Nachla was an outward Sorim. V'yichabdu Ashir V'rosh. The rich and the poor together are giving cover to Shabbos. The rich, he says, is the Neshama. The Neshama is Reich. The Neshama is rich. The Neshama is Ein Soif. Rich ideas. The Neshama is kraftig. It's rich. And the body is never dal. What's the body? It's a piece of chaymer. It's a piece of flesh. It's a piece of meat. It's dal. But when you put them together, Yechabdu Asher V'Rosh, then there'll be a gula. Yechabdu Asher V'Rosh. Yom Shabbos, Yom Teshuvah, he's a gula. So he says the Asher is the Tzura, Hamashpia beside the Mara Gadol, and the Rosh is the Chaimer Hamushma beside the Mara Katan. That's the Gula. Oh, what the Gula? This Ashtikol Adaziz. Tikaziz Zok the Heilige told us Yankiv Yosef. Gula is Gimel Dalit. You know, Aleph Beis Gimel Dalit. The Gemara says Gimel Dalit. There's a reason. Not by chance that the Gimel's next to the Dalit, the Dalit comes after the Gimel. Because the Gemara says Gimel Dalas, the Gemara is in Shabbos, Kav Dalas says Gimel as Gemoyel Dalas. Because that's the site of the Gula. Gula is Gal, Gimel Lamed. Gimel Lamed and Dalas, he says, because the Goyel is the Mashpia to the Dal. Gimel is the Goyel, and the Goyel is the Neshama. The Neshama is what redeems the Chaimer. The Chaimer is never stuck in itself. The Chaimer, the physical, the material has nothing to it. It's worthless. It's a piece of glob of clay and mud and ducking. Is it a piece of mud? It's stuck in itself. It's locked into its chaimer. It cannot do anything with itself. The chaimer has no value. And the tzura comes along, the neshama belongs, and gives it a shape, gives it a purpose, gives it a reason, gives it a spiritual tachlis. That's gimel dalet, soyed hagula. And therefore, that's what Shabbos is. And Talmud Chacham is b'chinas Shabbos. Okay. Now here's the punchline, everybody says. Bear with me for a few more minutes. It's getting late. I want to tell you a merit. This is Oitzris, Rabbi Say. Oitzris, it's your schus that we Oitzris, we found this Oitzris here this week. Zogt the Heilige Talmud Yaakov Yosef. That this, all this, is the secret of David HaMelech. Now, I didn't go much into it, but you know, David is also, David HaMelech is the secret of balance. Balance is, again, to find the right balance between the Chaimer and the Tzura. Not too much matter, not too much Chaimer, not too much Tzura. You can't go yet to a human being is balanced. David is balanced too. David is Dalit, and there's a Vav in the middle. Vav is Asher the Kshayt, there's Mechavet the Dlosais. He himself goes into it, that Dalit is Deles, there's no word Dalit, Deles, that there's two doorways to the Rebbein Shalom. One is the Chaimer, one is the Tzura. There's two ways to get to God. You need them both. But you have to have the Vav in the middle. The Vav is a straight letter. Asher says it's Shait. The Vav is the balancing. This Delos and that Delos. You gotta take, don't just open one door and lock the other door. You have to have both doors open. You have to have Yeshiva Holim. You have to have a balance in the middle. The fulcrum is the Vav. Asher says Shait, the straight. You have to have a straight. Klora Veg. That this door is open. That door is open. Chaimer is open. Tzura is open. And that's the Pshat. In the pasuk, it says in Mishlei, Asher Yodim Shemei Ali, right? Lishkel al Dalsoisa Yoim Yoim. Person has to every day go and open the doors of the Rebbein Shalom, both doors. But he says, listen to this. This is the Yishai. This is the biggest. This is the Chiddush I really want to share with you. And Takan Hit, I think a parasha ready. The Rebbein Shalom speaking about the idea that the Yetzias Mitzrayim will be Dafgat Chatzais. Chatzais, Zot the Heiliger told us, is the moment of perfect balance. The reason why David HaMelech Taka said his serious Tishbachas on Chatzais, because David is balanced, and Chatzais is the night and it's beginning to get daylight, and there's a difference between the earlier part of the night and the later part of the night. The Eis Ratzon is the second part of the night. Chatzais is Ratzon. Ratzon is perfect balance. It's right in the middle. Chatzais is right in the middle. When you say Tillim at Chatzais Laila, with David HaMelech, this is Eis Ratzon. So, actually, just to explain the drop better, what this means, the Gemara in Yevamos says in Daf Ayin Aleph that David HaMelech, actually, I'm sorry, Daf Ayin Beis, Gemara says that even the 40 years of Yidden in the Midbar, the Bruch Tzofonis did not blow, except for Chatzia Laila. Because that was the time of Makas Bechairis, and that's the time David HaMelech got up and said his Shiris Hishbachas, to teach you Eis Ratzon Milsa. You should know it's an Eis Ratzon. And Chatzis Lai is an Eis Ratzon. You should know that's why the Ruach Tzfon, the wind, the north wind was blowing at midnight, because it's an Eis Ratzon. That's why David Gamel got up at that time also. It's an Eis Ratzon. The ganze Shmuz. And Zabte Heilige told us, goes like this. It says until Kuf Yutes, Chatzis Lai Lakam Lahadis Lach Hashem. Because David, in fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? David was operated the whole night. So the Gemara, no, till midnight he was dribbling. But Chatzis Laila, he got up. How did he know? There was this kinar, this harp over his bed, the Ruach Tzfonis blew through it. He had a simon. And Chatzis Laila, Ruach Tzfonis was Menashev. What does that mean? Zot to bring the Merdeka Zach from the Ramah. The Heilige Ramah, in the Sefer Torah Sa'oila, says, what's the pshat in the Gemara, famous Gemara in Erevin? Rashi brings it down, that Afal Pi She'esh Yorid Min HaShemayim Mitzvah Lohavi Min HaHedrit. We know that even though there's a miracle every day in the Beis HaMikdash, that the fire came down from Shemayim and hit the Karbonis, still is a mitzvah to make a regular fire, a human fire. That's halacha. Even though there's a miracle, it's a guaranteed miracle, the fire's going from heaven. No, don't rely on it. It's a mitzvah of the Hedrit. Zok to Ramah, you know what the reason for that is? It's a miracle of Shabbat. Because the teaching of the Derech Avodas Hashem, that first a person has to ma'ir himself to mislive Beish Hedrit, then Yorit shall have his Yom HaShemayim. First we have to do Avodah ourselves. First you have to ma'ir yourself, and then you're Zoychah to Eish HaShemayim. That's the reason why. But you know why? Because Taka, according to what Ramah learns Shat, the H doesn't come down to Shemayim unless you bring the Hedget. It's guaranteed for Shemayim if you bring the Hedget. But first you have to arouse yourself. First you have to do something. So therefore David HaMelech aroused himself at midnight, and then he was Zaycha to a Gevaltig Shefa from the Rabbeinu Shalom. He was Zaycha to a Gevaltig Shefa. So he says that Malchus is called Chatzis Laila. Because the Shaitan Zoya Kaddish about his boy. The Kashra Ben trained the Roy and the Malka. The Rabbi Shlomo Kaviyachal has two arms. The first part of the night and the second part of the night. It seems the first part of the night is more like Chaymer. And the second part of the night is Tzura. The two parts of the night represent the two parts of Avodah Hashem. The shapeless, the formless. When night comes, what night? Everything, all shape dissolves in the darkness. Darkness covers up all the shapes. Night, the beginning of night is Chaymer. Choshech is Chaymer. There's no shape. You can't see anything. There's no vision. There's nothing there. It's all black, black, black. It's all dissolving into nothingness. The second part of night is really the beginning of the Tzura. And you have to have a balance between the two of them. That's Chatzis Laila. That's Chatzis Laila. And he says, Yitzhiz Mitzrayim is getting out of the Chaymer, making us forget about the Surah. And he says, Ha'adam Iker B'yaseh La'aylam B'chaymer V'tzurah K'deh Lachniya Ha'chaymer La'kadusha Ala Surah. And that's the shot in the Pasuk where it says that S'moyla Itachas L'roishi V'yamina Techapkein Ishtein Shir Shirim. Hashem's left hand is under my head, but with his right hand he grabs me and hugs me and embraces me. The left is the Chaymer, and the Yamin, the right, is the Tzura. The Rishon V'chabek, when you have the balance between the Smoil and the Yamin, the Chaymer and the Tzura, that's a good. That's Yitzhiz Mitzrayim.
He says, until a kid, the boy is bar mitzvah, he is till you bar mitzvah taka, there's more chaymer than surah. That's why under bar mitzvah, you're potter for mitzvahs. How can you serve the bar shalom if you're mostly chaymer? Till bar mitzvah is mostly chaymer, as not shy to mechayev a person in mitzvahs, because you're such a chaymer, it's not shy. It is only bar mitzvah you get enough neshama that the neshama should hersh, the neshama should control, the surah should control the chaymer, and wake you up from the sleep, the grace of shlof that you were in. Close down your little boy. So now there's a balance. I will conclude with the words of the Talmud Sanga, Punk the Parsha's boy. And Parsha's boy, next week's Parsha, he says that the Shinu Azmanim, he says, he speaks of the same subject again, even more about Richas, Parsha's boy. Yesh Yadua, Noida, Sheish Chaimer Vitsura, and the Beis HaPochem. Chaimer and Tsura, matter and form are the opposites of each other. And when both of them are shoven, then you have oinik. That's the zman ha-mufcher. And one way to come to that is through negina, like it says, "V'hoyek kenagin amenagim atil of yad Hashem, ki bei simcha satzura sheish bei simcha gam ken lechaymer simcha shleima." He says, "Chatzas laila." I said it wrong. I see a good thing to learn in Parshas Bo. Zok to Amos the Hepech what I said. He didn't explain it in the Parshas Veira. Here he says it clearly. He says, the beginning of the night, he says, Ki chatzais laila rishayna, nikra leil, lashon zocher. Before midnight, it's called leil, without the hay at the end, it's zocher. Mechatzi laila ve'elich, nikras laila, lashon nukva, with the hay. Shenes chavram zocher, shekebilas, dekura, kamo she'isa bezoyer. Which is, toyer zocher, the tzura, toyer the cable chamer. It says, fakir, like I told you. He says, the first day of the night is zocher. Starts with Zohar. It's called Leil, not Laila. And at Chatzois, we go into the second half, which is, if I care there, that's Choymer. It's the Keva. And Ashpa, the beginning of the night, goes into the other half of the night. And at Chatzois, you have the perfect balance. Not like I said, just the opposite. That, again, the first Laila Rishon, Chatzois, Laila Rishon, Nikra Leil, Lashon Zohar. And Chatzi Laila Ve'elich, it's called Laila Lashon Nukva. And the Zohar, which the Nekeva is the Kabbal from the Dechura, then you have the perfect balance. And the balance begins at Chatzais Laila. It's Chibur Chaymer Vetzura, Lesanik Shneim. And that's the Pshat, when the Rebbeinu said, Chatzais Laila, and the Yaitzi, I'll learn it from Sraim. Hashem said, at Chatzais, I'll come out of Sraim. At Chatzais, we'll have the perfect Chibur of Chaymer Vetzura. And then there's Simchas Atzura, and Simchas Achaymer, and then Ozmeis called Bechor Mitzrayim. Mitzchor Mitzrayim, then Hashem is v'akoyse called Mitzchor Mitzrayim, but Mitzrayim is in Gantzel Choymer, B'sar Chamorim B'sarim, Mitzrayim is in Gantzel Choymer, but at Chotas Laila, when Ayid comes to the perfect Chibur of Zohar and the Keva, of Tzura being Mizgaber over the Choymer, that's when we destroy Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim is in Gantzel Choymer. But the only way to destroy the Choymer is by showing we don't want to destroy Choymer, we want to control Choymer. We want to be the balabas of the Chaimer. We want to be mashvi on the Chaimer. We want to reshape the Chaimer. We want to direct the Chaimer. We want to give it a vision. We want to give it a tzuri. We want to give it a tzelem alakim to it. That is the chivish of Chatzis Laila. And that gives the Rebbeinu Shlom time. Well, Yam is Chaimer, actually. The Maral says the water is the biggest Chaimer, because water has no tzura. Water has no shape of its own. The Maral says the reason why Moshe is called Moshe, Kiminamayim Mishisihu, why is the name Punk Moshe? He took him out of water, because water has no shape. Water conforms to the shape of its container. A liquid, by definition, has no shape. As it's ice. This water has no shape. If I pour it out, it will have just all over the place. It's in the container. Water is chomer, mamish, has no shape, it's just water. Moshe, Hashem took Moshe out of the water, because Moshe represents Tayr, which is Tzura. So therefore his name eternally is Moshe, and the mamish, you see, I took him out of water, which is chomer. Put things in water, they dissolve, they lose their Tzura even. You take a clay thing, and you leave it in water long enough, you take something with a Tzura, a candy, you put it into, which has a shape, you put it into the water, it dissolves. Right? It gets dissolved. So water is Tzura, so the Yalla. Anyway, so we started off, just to conclude and wrap it up. So we started off with the Halakha Kedushas Levi,
It told us that the biggest timing is to give the Rebbeinu Shalom timing. The Maranayim continued the theme also, that we should serve Hashem only to give Him timing. By doing that, only Hashem can give us timing. Moshe is Yiras. We start with Yerushalayim, then we Zaychat Aaron, which is Nohar Echot, and Nohar represents timing. But we're looking for Yerushalayim. The Mele will create Tainik for the Rebbeinu Shalom, and then the river will come out and give us a Nor Yetz Me'eden, it'll give us Tainik. But if we're looking for Tainik ourselves, that's called Yonik and Anachrius. We're going to Frem the Platz. We're looking in the wrong place for Tainik. And we're not going to have Tainik. And the Pesach program will not give us pleasure. Stay home. And look at Yerushalayim and have the best, most kosher matzahs, and the best B'dikas Chametz, and the cleanest, most pure environment, and work hard for Pesach, and don't be on the tennis court of Pesach. And don't look to be in the jacuzzi and sauna there at Pesach. And have six meals a day. Go, don't look to pamper yourself. Go look for Yerushalayim. If you look for Yerushalayim, you're zecher the timing. And the Halakha told us, Yaakov Yosef, that real timing is what? Is the balance between Chaymer and Tzura. If you let your Chaymer control your Tzura, I've said Tzura control the Chaymer. Which means that you're looking into the shape of life that Hashem wants us to have. So the Tzura controls the Chaymer. Then the Neshama controls the Guf. The Ruchnius controls the Gashmius, then it's great. To live a life only Ruchnius, no good. To live a life only Gashmius, no good. Disaster. Perfect balance, that's great. That's Chatzos Laila. Chatzos Laila is the exact middle. David HaMelech, Dalet on one side, Dalet on the other side, above in the middle. Perfect balance, that's what Tilon is all about. Chatzos Laila, Akim Lahoyz Zachar Hashem, Al Mishpatei Tzit Kecha. So this is the Limudim we learned from Ein Tegeh Parsha.